Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth-generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the ultimate body wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker and nose trimmer, crop preserver and ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the weed whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped.
I don't believe you.
I'm seriously, she loves you.
Next week, we got to do goat trimming, Lum.
Yeah, we got to get those goats trimmed down.
And I think they like it.
Well, especially when it starts getting warm, they're going to definitely like it.
And I think the warm is here. Like, I think that we're not going to have any more
cold fronts.
Well, real cold ones. Like, no. You know, we could get in the 50s or some bullshit like that.
Well, that's cold for Florida.
Blitz, you there? You're as much up on the weather as the next guy is. You pretty much could keep an eye on it. And
just like that weatherman we were just watching on TV.
Yeah, with his nice sweater.
He looked uncomfortable.
Who, me?
No, the weather guy.
Why?
Oh, or my hematoma. Asked. My ass is hematoma.
What do you mean when you asked, let me, hey, can you carry me to the studio?
By the way, it's the Bubba the Love Sponge show. We're a little bit late today because I'm going to be honest with you. We were, first of all, Lummy is so socially awkward that it's not uncommon for me and Blitz and Anna just to kind of sit in the green room and shoot the shit. Like, yep. In fact, I wish we could almost record it.
We're boys.
We're so fucking cynical.
I wish we were allowed to.
It's very politically incorrect.
Yeah.
It is.
We'd be canceled immediately.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Within the first, 3 minutes of our discussion, But then, Lummy's doing his various duties around here. And he,
Like what?
Well, he was taking the trash out, cardboard control.
Yep.
You know, yeah, he just, Lummy's just an absolute.
He wears many hats.
He does.
Sometimes he's a therapist.
He's a must have. And so, but he doesn't like to hang out with us. He's socially very awkward. So he's standing there in the door, not wanting to be there, but I'm making him be there. And then finally I said, Lummy, sit the fuck down.
Yeah, we wanted Lummy to be there.
So, Lummy, why don't you hang out with us more? I mean, like, are you allowed not? I mean, like, did your wife say, I don't want you hanging out with those people off the air?
Are we a bad influence?
No, not at all.
Do you not like us? Like, if you weren't with us, where would you have been?
Probably looking for the robe.
Oh. The rope?
Robe.
Oh, Christ.
We need the rope for tomorrow.
I know. I thought you said the rope, and I was why does he need a rope?
Yes, I'm going to grab the rope and
to end it all.
Yep, see you guys later.
Let me don't ever end it all. I love
never.
You.
Never.
I love you. Don't be
do
like
it.
Other people.
Oh, never, never.
Yeah.
Don't be like other people.
Yeah. Be yourself.
I'll be myself.
Tomorrow on the show, the morning show, it's a white trash wedding. It's an Indiana white trash wedding. And I'm not being disrespectful because Angie, the head of this white trash family, has been a friend of mine for well over 5 years. Sumo introduced me to her. She's
the white trash matriarch?
Yeah, she's the white trash matriarch. And she got a hold of me, the way all white trash communicates, through Facebook. And Facebook messaged me, which is the white trash messenger of choice, and said, hey, my daughter Haley is getting married to a guy with face tattoos. His name's Cash. He's from Russia via Texas. And they want to know if you will marry them because you're, because Sumo says you're a notary public. Did somebody just spill something?
No. Rehab can, but moved.
I wouldn't crush that can up. I'd use it.
Oh, no, I'm not crushing it. I was seeing if there's anything because I'm keeping them.
Yeah, I'm going to get. I got a couple cans right here for you.
Yeah, I got a Celius can you can use.
Ooh, hey, I'd like a Celius.
For real, like everybody needs to kind of like look into the garbage.
Yeah, I got two more Dan cans over
collecting
here, too.
Cans.
I'm going to have two.
Oh,
monsters.
Yeah, just go to Dan's house. He's probably got 800
monster
cans.
Office right now. There's like six of them by
so
now.
So let me, here's what I'm saying is you go home, like, so you're not here all day. You go home, and I'm sure you have fish in line at home.
Yes, I do.
And you fish in line it up. And have the cans, you know, when you come here, they're already, you know, pretty strong. And then all we have to do is gorilla tape them to the back bumper.
Sounds like a plan.
With some white shoe polish. I'll have the Crown Vic backed up into its honeymoon hole tomorrow.
Crow, $10 cash.
Now realize that Angie, the matriarch of this white trashiness, when she got a hold of me, she said, I want you to marry. And I said, listen, I'll marry them on the air as long as I can say it's an Indiana white trash wedding, like for showbiz purposes. Like, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm just trying to be funny. Nobody wants just, you know, Haley and Cash. Who gives a fuck about those two people getting married? But when you frame it under the guise of an Indiana white trash wedding officiated by the finest strain of Indiana white trash, then all of a sudden people take notice and it's now maybe something that somebody might want to watch.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Where's all my girls? I see Big Red.
There you go.
I see Mike. I see Steve.
I don't see.
Oh, I don't see any of my man. I don't see any of my main squeezes.
Where the hell is that?
Where's my squeeze? Where's my Dawn squeeze? Where's my Wiz squeeze? Where's my Tina May squeeze? Where's my Trick Me Ashley squeeze? Where's my squeezes? Where's me female squeezes?
Yeah, where's your squeeze squeeze?
Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze.
So Angie said, absolutely. Absolutely, you can frame it as such. It's a white trash, you know, wedding.
Sure.
Indiana white trash wedding. So that's what I'm doing. And I've been given, Blitz, I think we showed a little bit of the pictures of the bride and groom today.
We did.
What we could.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I have Haley's number here.
That'd be great.
This is the woman that, I'm sorry. This is the bride.
She is the bride.
This is the bride. Here we go. And she has sent me some pictures. Blitz, maybe I should put a couple of these up on our Facebook and stuff.
Okay.
Saying this is.
The new Mrs. Cash.
I've been told his name was Cash, but maybe his name's not Cash.
No, it's Cash.
It's Cash?
She has it on her Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Haley, it's Bubba. We're live.
Hey.
How you doing? Are you excited for your big day tomorrow?
Yeah, we cannot wait. We're excited, but I'm a little nervous.
But what?
A little nervous.
I'm excited, but nervous.
What are you nervous about? It's just, it all comes natural.
Cold feet?
Oh, you know, nothing except for that. It's a life-changing event.
Well, no shit, but so are the three kids you had and all the other bullshit you've done in your life. Now, you know that I'm not being disrespectful when I call it an Indiana white trash wedding. I call myself Indiana white trash. I'm just trying to showbiz it up a little bit.
Yeah, you're good.
Because Angie told me that I was like, listen, I'll marry him, but I want to make it like a white trash kind of deal. Because at the end of the day, I mean, I'm white trash. You're white trash. I mean, we're all fucking white trash. I mean, you've been in jail a few times, got a couple kids, you know.
Yeah.
Now, when's the latest you were in jail? You just got out?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, we were getting stalked by these people and in the trailer park, actually. And I had to call the cops several times, and the cops kept saying they wouldn't do anything unless someone actually put their hands on us. So So I took matters into my own hands, and then I went to jail.
Oh, so you had somebody, some neighbors fucking with you?
Yeah, mom's neighbors.
What?
They're mom's neighbors.
Oh, mom. I thought she said something else, but I was like, whoa. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Angie's neighbors were fucking with what, you and Cash?
Yeah, all of us, really. I mean, I lived in the mobile home park, too, but they live, like, right next to mom.
Right.
And they just kept harassing us and calling us names, and they're calling us white trash crackers because they're, you know.
Yeah, well,
now you're having a white trash wedding, so you go.
Yeah, you should say, listen, motherfuckers, not only are we white trash crackers, but our dumb asses are getting married on the air tomorrow, motherfucker.
On the Bubba the Love Sponge show.
Under white trash wedding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, an Indiana white trash wedding officiated by the finest strain of Indiana white trash, Bubba Clem.
Right.
Now, where did you meet Cash at?
I met him at a tattoo shop.
You met him at a tattoo shop? Oh. One of his many face tattoos he was getting?
Right. No, he already had the face tattoos. He's a tattoo artist.
Now, did you already have your big leg tattoo but then, or did you get it later?
Oh, yeah, the leg tattoo is the one I got, but now I have tons more from him. He gives me one, like, every day almost.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, really?
That's awesome.
So, like, he practices on you?
Now, how long have you known Cash?
Like, maybe 4 months total.
Right.
Oh, nice.
Now, why did you ever consider maybe dating a little bit longer before you just jump into the, to the wedding?
Oh, we thought about it, but, you know, I don't know. We already have kids. You know, I have my kids, and
no, hold on.
They're not his kids.
No, hold on. They're none of his kids, are they?
No.
No, they're three kids. How many baby daddies on the three kids?
Just one.
Oh, fuck. That's pretty responsible, actually.
I wish they was all different baby daddies though, because I would have less drama from the one.
Hmm.
That's an interesting.
Oh,
that's a good theory. Yes.
Man, you should write an Indiana White Trash Handbook for women.
Yeah.
Try to have three.
You have more than one baby daddy?
Yeah, yeah. Have more than one baby daddy, because then you have three assholes to deal with instead of one.
Right, and then maybe at least get child support from one of the assholes.
Do you get any child support from the deadbeat dad?
No, he's like $6,000 in the hole.
Really? Now, does he live locally, or is he still back in Indiana?
No, he still lives in Clearwater.
He does?
Yeah.
And all three of your children's are his?
Yes.
Now, did you guys come down? Did you guys come?
I did a DNA test for the middle one because we weren't sure, but she came back his, unfortunately.
Right. Could it have been another feller? Were you fucking another dude back then?
Yeah, I broke up with him and got with someone else because he's crazy.
Right. Yeah. Now, was this all in Indiana or was this on Florida territory?
No, this is in Indiana.
Right, of course.
So you went back to him after the second one to get the third one?
Yeah, the third,
no,
yeah.
Yes,
I went back to him after the first one. What do you mean?
Now, hold on. So now is this like in the Columbus area?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, how long have you been in Florida?
Like since 2015.
2015. So you've been here a while.
Yeah.
And so did you move initially to Florida with baby daddy?
No. Actually, I took my kids and left Indiana, and then one kid, because the one was already down here, and then the other, when I got I was pregnant with the third one.
Right.
And
was Angie watching the one kid?
Yeah, she came down here to Florida with one.
I gotta tell you, you fucking kids have poor Angie. Her fucking kids have just that poor woman has her fucking kids are just going crazy.
Right.
Fucking poor Angie.
Hey, you know, but I went to jail for sticking up for mom, so.
Now, your brother, is he in jail?
He went to jail. We got bonded out. Mom bonded us all out.
They took me,
my brother, and my brother's girlfriend.
Blitz, they're saying that nobody got any notification. Facebook fucked us and didn't throw out a notification just for those scoring at home.
Okay.
Not that it's your fault. Just wanted to let you know. So hold on now. Now, when Angie used to clean my house a little bit, she was having problems with him in and out of jail back then. So now is he continuing that shit in and out of jail?
Well, he was in and out of jail for drugs because, you know, when you live in Indiana, there ain't nothing to do but drugs.
Right.
But now that he's been down here, he's been clean. So we all went to jail for, what was it? Disorderly conduct, because we couldn't get us for anything else.
That's our next fucking T-shirt. When you live in Indiana, there ain't nothing to do but drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, what kind of drugs were you on when you were in Indiana? Heroin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I did meth first, but then I did heroin.
Oh, right.
I don't like feeling all weird like people do, you know, when they're moving their jaws all crazy.
Sure.
Why don't you just stick with weed? Weed's cool as fuck. Why'd you have to go to the other shit?
I can't smoke weed. It makes me paranoid.
Yeah. Well, how about eating that or
the meth?
I mean, I think smoking weed, being paranoid, you know, a little lesser evil than...
If weed didn't work for me, I would try meth.
Meth doesn't make you paranoid, though.
Now what?
No, it didn't me. It does most people.
Did you like meth? Was meth good?
Nah, not really. I didn't like staying up for so many days. I'm a Scorpio, and we need our sleep.
Right.
I've always heard that.
What about the heroin? What did that do to you?
Made her sleepy.
It made me sleepy.
Perfect.
Made me sleepy and hungry. Best two things you can get. Yeah. Food and sleep.
Now, were you injecting it, or were you like snorting it, or how are you doing it?
I was snorting it.
Yeah. Have you been to jail? I think I know the answer to this, but I'm going to go ahead and ask it. Have you been to jail in Indiana?
Yeah.
Yeah. What now?
You'll love that one.
Yeah. Well, I'm all ears, Haley. Go ahead.
Well, I let my oldest daughter go see her dad for a little bit, and he wouldn't give her back. Well, Indiana says, well, he's under her birth certificate, and there ain't nothing they can do about it unless we have a court order. So I took matters into my own hands again and went up to his house and busted his door in and snatched her up myself. And then they snatched me up with a gun, and I went to jail.
Oh, so the cop said, man, you want to snatch this kid? That's great. Here's a fucking gun pointed right at your shit.
Right. I got charged with battery on him because I need him in his groin area, which is obviously a self-defense move, but whatever.
Obviously.
And then
obviously.
I got breaking and entering.
Yeah. How much time did you do for that one?
I still have my warrant.
It's not expeditable,
though.
Hold on now.
Oh, my.
Hold on. You still got your... Did you skip? You skipped the deal? You skipped?
Well, actually, I turned myself in the first time.
Right.
And then I bonded out. My biological dad bonded me out.
Does it get any fucking better than this? You can't write it.
You got that part right.
Right.
There's
now,
lots
hold
of
on.
Twists and turns.
So hold on. Your real daddy, which is obviously somebody that slept with Angie and had you, right?
Right, yeah.
Your real dad.
He bonded me out.
All right. He bonded you out, and then that required you to have to go in front of the judge eventually, right?
Right. I actually got a lawyer, and they told me that I was going to get it dropped because I still had a key there and was still receiving mail to text.
All right. So.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Oh, her phone ran out of minutes.
Yeah. Get to Cricket quick.
Wow.
Get to Walmart. But do you know how old her oldest kid is?
I'm going to find all that out. Anna, this is some fucking... When I said Indiana
Y-Trap...
Yeah,
you were in Lion.
Holy
shit. This girl, if you're on heart, she wants food and sleep.
Yeah.
Does she clean? I guess her mom does. Where does Sumo find these people?
I know
Indiana.
Where Sumo finds them. In the ditch.
Hold on. Just everybody hold on here. We're right in the
Please
mid...
Please leave your message for...
We were just right in the mid-story
My
where...
My phone ran out of battery.
We were just in mid-story where
she
went and snatched up her kid, kneed her baby daddy in the groin, which was a quote-unquote obvious defense mechanism.
Obviously.
They got her
Especially
at gun...
when he's not attacking you.
They got her at gunpoint. They put her in jail. Her biological dad... Who I don't know if that's different from any other father, but were her biological dad.
Well, she made a clear distinction, so I feel like that maybe this man wasn't in her life as a father, but just, you know, donated the sperm.
Right. Here we go. This might be her.
Remember the
Haley.
Did you hang up on me?
No, I did not.
Oh,
your fucking Cricket wireless ran out. No, I didn't hang up on you.
Damn. You know why the wireless ran out? It's that. Obama phone.
Okay. Oh, let's not get racial, you Indiana fucking racial bitch. So listen to me. And you can't be racial anyway. Isn't your a couple of your brothers and sisters are biracial, aren't they?
My grandma.
Okay. Well,
and my brother's girlfriend is Nick.
All right. So there you go. I mean, and didn't Angie, your mom, go on the Jerry Springer show about mixed relationships?
Yeah. I've had some black in me.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
I did not want to hear that.
Okay, let's burn a timeout on the black in you deal.
Yeah, we can all say that.
I mean, yeah, I mean they can say it. Blitz, if that's the truth, they can say it.
Yeah.
So.
Oh my God.
So let's just go ahead and back up. So your mom Angie, who's a good friend of mine, I was introduced through Sumo. When Sumo introduced or told me about her Blitz, he was like, "God damn, you should see this bitch. She's from Columbus, man. She can clean a house better than anybody. I'm gonna have her come out here and clean up." But she was on the Springer Show for dating a black guy one day. So that's how I got introduced to Angie.
Oh my God. And so, you let her in your house after she was on Jerry Springer Show from Columbus?
Exactly.
Hold on now. She's a friend of Sumo.
You got more sense than Bubba does
sometimes. She's a friend of Sumo. She's honest. She may not have the right choice of men, but she's honest. She would never steal.
Yeah, but at that point, you didn't know her. And if somebody told me, I'm going to have a Jerry Springer episode girl come to your house that's from Columbus, Indiana, I would immediately thought, hell no.
Well, I was fucking taking Sumo's word for it. You know Sumo's the man. Don't disrespect the great Sumo. Come on now.
Yep.
Yeah, so, Sumo's a star.
Good old Sumo.
You know Sumo is the most popular guy in Columbus, Indiana. He's the most famous human being from Columbus, Indiana. You know that, don't you?
Really? I just seen his new house he got done.
Who do you know that are famous people from Columbus, Indiana?
Tony Stewart. I don't know him, though. But Tony Stewart, but we don't know him. Mom went to school with him, I think.
Yeah, she did. So now we left it off where you snatched up your kid, you groined your baby daddy, and then they put you in jail. Then your biological dad bailed you out, and now you skipped the trial or the hearing, and there's a warrant out for your arrest in Indiana. But you've already done the research and say that it's not expeditable.
Well, actually, I didn't do the research. I went to jail down here for stealing. To go back, I needed clothes to go back home to Indiana, and I didn't have no clothes because it was winter there. So I was stealing from Goodwill, actually.
So hold on,
got caught stealing from Goodwill.
You got caught shoplifting from fucking Goodwill.
God. You were stealing these clothes.
They got good security there because they got like four floor walkers and cameras.
Yeah, that's great. Now, and you know that firsthand. So you're stealing
shit. Man. It better not be from Goodwill.
I mean, yeah, if you're gonna steal some shit, go to fucking Louis Vuitton or some bullshit. Not.
I had no car. I could only go so far.
All right, so
Uber before you steal.
All right, so you got the cops come and they handcuff you and shit.
Yes, and then I was like, okay, I'm gonna probably go back to jail all the way in Indiana. So. I had to wait and see the judge, and then they said they had to hold me for a warrant. So then I pretty much knew I was probably going up to Indiana. But then I guess they didn't want me that bad because they said it was non-expeditable.
Yeah, so but here's the deal. You can't get you can't go to Indiana. You know that.
Never. No, I can't go to any surrounding states of Indiana.
Yeah, I mean, because anything
that touches Indiana.
Like yeah. What states?
Like what? Yeah, what states? Let's see how good you are in your geography. What states border Indiana?
Ohio.
Yeah.
Kentucky.
Yeah.
Maybe Tennessee.
No.
Does it touch?
No, Tennessee's on the bottom of Kentucky. There's two more states that border Indiana.
Michigan.
Yeah, and what's the one to the west?
To the left.
I don't know because I thought it was Tennessee.
No.
But I guess not.
Have you ever heard of the state called Illinois?
Oh, yeah, Illinois. That's only like, what, 5 hours,
Illinois.
6 hours.
Yeah, Illinois. Oh, no, yeah.
All she knows is it's not Florida.
Yeah.
All I know is Florida don't touch, and that's where I'm at.
All right, so how long did you do for the original Goodwill steel caper?
Only like almost 2 days.
Oh, that's it?
And they let me out.
They let you out?
Yeah.
Now, are you clean now? Like, are you drug-free? I don't want to be marrying, you know, if you're hooked up on heroin and shit.
No, I've been clean for 2 years.
All right, and how about now? Now, we've gotten into you. First of all, how old is your oldest child?
9.
Right, so what are your children's ages? 9?
How old are you?
9. The two youngest are... Birthdays are next month, so one's going to be 5 and one's going to be 8.
You're like, what, 28?
And I'm 27.
27,
right. And all these children were born in the great state of Indiana, right?
No, only the first one. The two younger ones were born here. I just went back.
Now, what about the deadbeat dad that's in Clearwater? He comes down here, to follow you after the second kid?
Yeah.
And then so you're trying to get away from him, but he followed you down here. Then you got knocked up again.
Actually, I needed him to come down here because he still had my first kid. Because remember, whenever I went to jail, they wouldn't give me my kid back.
Right, right.
Because they said he still has her legally. He don't have to get her back.
Yeah, remember
so I came
that?
Down here because I didn't want to go to jail. So I basically sweet talked him to get him down here so I could take my kid
How
away
did you
from
sweet talk him?
You say, hey, I'm going to give you some of this white trash pussy if you come on down here?
Yep. Pretty much.
I mean, how did that call go? Let me like, I'll be, what's his first name only?
Dakota.
All right, Dakota. Hi, this is Dakota. Who's this? Is this Haley? You want me to come down?
You want me
to come down to Florida? Well, what am I gonna get?
I was like, well, you can come live with me and my grandma, and Addie, my daughter, and we can live in Tarpon. I can get you a good job roofing, and
get you a good job roofing. Get you a good job roofing.
I was like, I said that, you know. We have to live in my grandma's living room, so we can't have no too much funny business, but, you know.
You can break off some of this pussy.
Well, that's sweet talking.
And he came down for that.
Yeah, he came down for that. You must have some pretty good, you must have some pretty good ass if he came all the way down here. Blitz, you're coming all the way down from Indiana to live in grandma's fucking living room in Tarpon to be a fucking roofer. I couldn't think of anything less that could get me down here.
In the roofer in the 100-degree weather.
Yeah. Blitz, not a roofer in fucking North Dakota, but a roofer in fucking Florida in August.
Summer.
Yeah.
Right.
That guy's a dumbass.
Yep.
Now, how long have you not been with him?
Well, about 7 months. I had my heart attack, and I got back with him just for a short period of time.
That's
right. We forgot you had a heart attack, didn't
what?
You?
What?
Yeah, I did.
You're 28, 29 years old.
27.
You're 27 years old. Is that from too much cocaine or what?
Well.
Maybe from the meth.
We
the
went
heroin.
To a hippie festival.
Hell yeah.
Everyone thought it was from drugs, but it wasn't.
What was it?
I had congestive heart failure.
Oh, nice.
And we didn't know about it.
Right. And the meth and the heroin and the cocaine and the fentanyl had nothing to do with it.
No. Right. Well, that's what everyone was saying. It's probably all the drugs you did.
I mean, you've done it.
The cardiologist told me he don't believe it was any of the drugs. It was just an underlying condition that we didn't know until now.
And God bless your little soul for being so strong and surviving this. But I think you had breast cancer too, did you not?
Yeah, I do still.
So you got cancer as we speak?
Yeah, actually, I haven't been to the you know how the health clinics down here, they have a dentist office on one side and then an actual doctor on the other?
No, I haven't been to those type of places, but thank God I haven't hit that rock bottom yet, where I have to go to the dentist and the doctor.
Right, it's like connected in one. They send you, if you got a dentist appointment, they send you to one side of the office and the other side is like for, you know, pediatrician, whatever, regular doctor.
Right.
Well, I went to go to the dentist because I ain't been in the dentist for like 4 years, and they told me, oh, we can't see you until you get your doctor to sign off on this. And I was like, oh, sign off on the congestive heart failure? She's like, no, the breast cancer. I'm like, what? And then I guess come to find out they had found it in me in 2017. I didn't know about it until now.
The breast cancer.
Right. Yeah, the breast cancer.
Now, aren't you concerned that you've had breast cancer since 17 and that it's gone untreated and that could be deadly, couldn't it?
I mean, kind of, but more people die from doing the chemo than they do from the cancer.
Oh, so you're gonna ride the cancer out?
Mom won't let me, but yeah.
So what's
I done got out of one doctor's appointment.
Blitz, what are you doing?
Huh?
What are you doing?
I mean, I'm not doing anything.
All right, so you got the breast cancer. You don't. You can't get extradited back to Indiana. What about your baby daddy that lives in Clearwater? He's $6,000 in the hole for child support, right?
Yeah.
Does he ever get to see the kids or no?
Well, I don't legally have to let him see them, but I do because the kids drive me crazy, so it's good to get a little break every now and then. But
so you
don't see him, but maybe an hour or two. So
is he a good daddy?
Just enough for you and Cash. Yeah. Just enough for you and Cash to get a quickie in right there on Meemaw, right next to Meemaw's figurines.
No, we have our own house now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I own my own mobile home.
Oh,
good for you.
Great.
I'm stepping up.
Now, so tell me about Cash. What type of legal scrapes has he had with the law?
Does he have
as checkered past as you do?
No, Bubba, come on.
Yeah, but I prefer not to hear too much of his past.
Well, honey, I mean, this is fixing to be your husband. I think you got to know.
Right.
I mean, you got to.
I know the gist of stuff, and I don't want to hear details, but I know that he's an ex-gang member.
Now, let me ask you a question. I don't want him, because I'm going to be a little funny tomorrow where I kind of poke some fun at you guys and, make fun of his face.
I already warned him. He's fine. He said he loves raunchy stuff.
Well, we're not raunchy. We're degrading. I'm going to make fun of him, call him Post Malone wannabe and all kinds of bullshit. You think that's going to, I mean, is that going
to upset him in any way that he would want to turn to violence?
Yeah, I mean, what, he's going to call his fucking gang members down here next thing you know?
As long as you keep reminding him that at the end of the day he's going to get married, he'll be all right.
Hopefully he doesn't forget in half an hour.
Blitz, I have to keep
just
reminding
keep,
a guy.
Yeah, yeah. Just reset every 30 seconds.
As I'm cutting on you there, buddy,
with
your fucking dark match Post Malone fucking face, I just want to let you know.
But just remind him so he can live to see another day.
He can't have any weapons because he's a felon, so you'll be all right.
Well, I got news for you. We are not felons, and we have a lot of weapons, so if he starts pulling some shit, there could be a fucking shootout around here.
Oh, God.
Now, honest to God, how did you tell him? Because you know that I'm going to be, you know that I'm a smartass, right?
Yes, I know. I told him. This is how I said. Okay. I said he can listen to you on the radio station if he wants. And he's like, no, just explain it to me because he's playing his game. And I said, okay. So I said that he's probably going to make fun of your tattoos on your face. And he's probably going to make fun of you now because last night, of all times, he shaved his head. So now he really looks like an Aryan.
Oh, Christ.
Great.
No, he shaved everything off last night. He shaved his mustache and his head off. So now he looks like a straight-up Aryan.
She
said he looks like a straight-up Aryan.
Because he shaved his head off.
So, now, can Angie be here to fucking keep control of this wildness? I mean, Angie's my friend.
Well, yeah, she has to drive me because I bought a lemon the other day. Spent money on a lemon.
You bought a car from a used car deal, like a pay here deal, and if they fucked you over.
Yeah, they went through a loan company. They told me I got 30 days to return it if I don't like it. And 2 days, not even 2 days later, the car won't start. And they said, oh, well, we can only return it if it's an engine or transmission problems. Well, what do you call a car that don't start? It's got to be the transmission or the engine.
That's a key problem.
Yeah. They give you
I'd
key.
Be pouring a pound of sand down my valve covers, says, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It says safe mode. Maybe one of your viewers can answer that. It's a Volkswagen, and it's in safe mode.
I mean, we've done a lot for your family, starting with the Alabama Wildcat, and that didn't work out too good for my listeners. You know what I'm saying?
No, she went back. I told Mom that was a bad decision from the get-go.
Oh, that little bitch.
That one was a bad decision.
Bitch was uncontrolled. Man, that's not one of Angie's better decisions. I'll tell you that right now.
She have any kids
did she
yet?
Even have a choice?
No. She was way too wild. She was uncontrollable.
And she was unappreciative, and she was just a little fucking bitch.
Yep.
Very. And her dad and Mom's dad was not too far from her.
Let's not forget now, the Alabama Wildcat Blitz was Angie's half a sister because her daddy got some fucking jailbird bitch knocked up in Alabama and they had this little fucking devil kid and then they all got sent to jail.
You forgot that he was like 60 when he got her pregnant and she was like 22.
Yeah, Blitz, in some circles that's pimp, but in Alabama I think that's straight white trash.
Yeah, that's pimp.
Right.
No, she was a lot lizard.
Oh, she was a lot lizard, like a trucker lizard.
Yes.
Oh fuck, Blitz! Blitz! This couldn't get any better, could it not?
No, Blitz. You're right.
Does Cash have any kids?
Does Cash have any kids?
No, he doesn't have any kids.
Now, do you want children? I mean, you love this man. You probably want to get fucking pregnant as fast as you can, don't you?
Well, she's not on birth control.
Oh Jesus!
Shut up.
Did you get off, dumping loads?
Did you get off birth control?
Well, I got off birth control last April because it was making me get fat.
Can't be having that.
Can't be having that. You got to keep that white trash figure when you go to Clearwater Beach.
It won't get you fat. It's getting pregnant.
I'm lying, Blitz. You got to keep that white trash figure when you go to Gandy Beach, right, Blitz?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to get pregnant. I do want another baby, but not right now.
Yeah.
How about next week?
Now, is Cash got a, does he got a temper on him? Because I think he might. He looks like a guy who has a really bad temper.
No, he does. He does look really aggressive. I can tell you that, but he's not. What he's like a giant teddy bear.
What are some of his priors?
Yeah, give me some of his priors. Even though you said you didn't want to know, we have to know a few little things before I marry you guys.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, he just went to jail for like having a possession of like firearms and stuff, I think.
For having a possession of
you
firearms.
You just said the motherfucker is not going to have weapons.
Yeah. You just said he ain't going to have no weapons.
He has no weapons now. He wasn't a felon then. He didn't get caught.
Yeah, Blitz, he obeyed the law back then.
Now, hold
on
now. How long did he do? How much time did he do for that one?
I think one of his, one of the people in the gang got him out of that or something. He only had to do like 6 months to a year.
No,
and then one of the people in the gang got him out.
Now, what gang is what gang is he in?
he was in the Mexican mafia, actually.
Oh,
is he Mexican?
No, but who are you bringing here?
No, okay, so he's gonna love this because he's actually Russian, which I know is crazy because of all the Russian shit going on.
He's Russian.
But he's in the Mexican mafia.
Tell me, slow down a little bit.
Man, hold on. He's Russian. But he's Russian, but he's in the Mexican mafia, but he looks Aryan.
Okay, yes. Okay, here. He's Russian. He was adopted when he was 7 to America. They wanted
America adopted him?
Our entire country adopted him?
Fuck yeah. Woo.
Parents. Well, Blitz, where it says parents, what did it say?
America.
America.
America adopted him.
Whatever. Listen, they actually wanted his little brother. His brother was like 2 years younger than him, but the court wouldn't split them up because they were from Russia. So
right, they have that no split up policy.
Yeah, I mean Putin's tough on the no split up deal.
Right.
Right. So he got like stuck with the family that wanted his brother. So basically, he got treated like crap his whole life because they didn't even want him.
Where was he born and raised at?
He was raised in Texas.
Texas.
Which explains the Mexican mafia.
Right, it explains a lot of things.
How long has he been in Florida?
A year.
A year.
Did the Mexican mafia have a problem with him not being Mexican?
No, because the family that he got adopted into, like, was Mexican.
All right, now after I do you guys this real big favor and stuff, I hope he, you know, puts a good word in for me for the Mexican mafia so they don't come and burn my fucking building down or nothing.
Okay. He doesn't talk to anybody from there anymore.
Right.
He's not doing anything bad.
Right. Now, so that's one. The last charge, he gets sick. He did 6 months to a year for a weapons charge, a felon that was in possession of a weapon. What are some of the other charges?
Well, I don't think that he got charged. I don't think that he, like, got caught for doing anything else, but I think he used to move, like, drugs and stuff across.
Yeah. Oh, he was a mule?
Texas. Yeah, I think so.
Now, have you guys done any drugs together?
No, he's totally against drugs now.
He is. After the 45 kilos.
He won't even let me take Xanax here and there.
He won't?
What?
Oh, come on now, man. Lighten up a little bit.
We all do that.
I mean, fuck. That's Mama's little helper right there.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I said.
Yeah, and I mean, you're running three fucking kids deep. You should be doing a whole totem pole. Whole fucking totem pole.
Zanny the nanny.
Zanny the nanny Blitz.
Hell yeah.
Now, what about your cute little sister, Tawny?
Oh, I don't like her.
No, hold on. But that's your sister. That's your real fucking sister.
Yeah, but you don't got to like them.
Well, I
how old is she?
How about your brother? I've met Tawny and I've met your brother.
How many kids? Family?
How many kids does Angie have?
Blitz.
She only has three, but my biological dad has a little girl. She was actually, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but she was born a hermaphrodite.
Well, that you can say that.
That's
right. That's what she.
So is Lummy.
Yeah, I mean, we know people like that. Is she still alive?
She's my half sister.
Well, yeah.
And half brother.
I mean, she's kind of your half everything.
Well, she's a girl now, so she's my half sister.
I mean, did she go through like a surgery to become a girl?
Well, from what I understand, she had like more female parts than male parts.
Could you write this in? I mean, like, this is like
60-40?
This is like, she's got a 60-40 split. Right.
Something like that.
That means her tits are a little bit bigger than her cock.
Well, I think she had part of a, you know, guy's thing, but then she had ovaries or something, so they turned.
She had a cock and ovaries, Blitz. Where do I sign up for that?
She's got nuts on her chest.
Blitz, cock and ovaries. How do I get? She got nuts on her chest. Now, how often do you and Cash make sweet love? How often do you and Cash do it? Probably a lot.
Like every night.
Yeah. Now, what are you using for birth control? Just the pull out?
The face.
Yeah.
The face. Are you using the face for birth control, honey?
No. Oh. He's good at doing the pull out method.
He's really good at it.
Okay. Now, so going back to your, do you like your brother or your sister?
I like my brother.
Yeah, you like your brother. Now, is he in jail or is he out?
He's out of jail. Well, we just got out of jail together.
Hold on, you guys got out together?
That's
like a family reunion kind of deal.
Yeah, because we got put in together from the neighbors.
Oh, that's right, for the disorderly conduct.
Mom wanted us out.
Now, do you guys just have a talking back problem? Because when the cops come to a trailer park and you got two families a-fighting, I think if you're calm, Blitz, I think if you just are calm, be like, listen, officer, we have some problems here. With these
no, I tried that before and that don't work. So
you just go
point,
fucking.
Just,
you just go absolutely just go white trash. Forth. You go white trash, batshit crazy, which gets you arrested.
Well, because you know, one of the officers to the one of the guys, the guy that was harassing us, him and his girlfriend that lived next to mom, the guy pulled a gun out on us. And when the cops got there, I told him that he had a gun. They shake up with him. They're shaking his hands, telling him, "Come here, Sheldon. Come over here and let's talk." And I said, "Well, what are you going to do? Nurse him back to health, give him your tit, let him suck it," and then they took me to jail.
But she's a little fucking smartass.
Yep.
Now, can Angie hear me?
No, she took the kids to nanny.
Oh, okay.
To my grandma.
Zandy the nanny?
She's coming back out.
Now, out of all of her children, are you the one that's caused the most problems? That's the report
I
got.
I've not been to jail the most.
Who's been?
Trevor's been to jail.
How about Tawny? Has Tawny been to jail?
Tawny's never been to jail. Tawny don't even. She's like thinks acts like she's a sweet little innocent. She's got with this guy for the last 3 years that is a salesman at a dealership, which means he's king of the liars.
You mean this German guy?
Yes, he's Russian too. Actually,
well, how old is Tawny?
Tawny's 26.
Is that why you don't like her? Because
well,
me, my brother, and my sister are all 11 months apart.
Blitz, wait till you hear this Tawny story, okay?
All right.
So one time, Angie, Sumo is at the house. Angie only came out when Sumo was there to help clean. Because Sumo and those guys, you know, when you have three or four guys live in your house, you know, you get a little messy. So we'd bring in Angie. Angie would clean. So Angie was cleaning, and she goes, "Oh, Bubba, is it okay if my daughter comes out?"
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Here and lays on the couch and takes a nap. Why? She's going to have a cab drop her off. No, she.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
She's going to bring her car over here and have her take a nap on the couch while I get done cleaning. I'm like, yeah, I don't care. So next thing you know, here comes this skinny, skinny little, just little, you know, kind of cute, skinny.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
You little chick. And she's all strung out, and she's crying, and she's crying. And I'm like, what's wrong? She goes, well, I just got in a car wreck, and I'm on Xannies right now, and the cop, but they didn't test me, but I'm about ready to fall asleep. So, Blitz, she got in a car wreck
No
insurance and had Xannies, and for some reason, the cops just let her go. That's how I met Tawny, their very first time. And then
they let her go because she plays the sweet, innocent card.
No, but hold on. Then she started crying because she thought the German guy gave her herpes. Remember?
Oh, well, yeah, he did. But he's Russian. He's not German. He's Russian.
Yeah, but so hold on. But she starts crying.
But are the herpes Russian?
No, she's sitting at the kitchen table, and Tawny and Angie's cleaning the kitchen, and she's like, Mom, I just want to let you know I got fucking herpes from this guy. And I'm like, Sumo's like, well, goddamn, what the, I mean, like, we can't write this shit any better. So the Russian guy gave her herpes?
Yes. He cheated on her many times in the beginning of the relationship. Probably still is now, but who knows?
And so you're saying he's a salesman, which means he's a king of the liars.
Yeah. Right. He's a car dealer. Anybody that works at a car dealership that can sell a car, and I know for a fact because I just got sold one, they work there. Just
I'm telling you right now, not all car dealers. When you go to fucking Jim's Buy Here, Pay Here, you're going to get that shit. But when you go to a
he works at where? Where's he work?
Let's not mention where he works now.
Well, it's a big dealership. Yeah, it's a big car dealer.
Right.
So,
now,
he does lie.
Have you been listening to the show about the format, how we're going to do this tomorrow?
Yeah, nah, kind of, not really.
All right, well, at 6:30, we're going to do like a 15 or 20-minute interview of you and Cash, you know.
Just, together?
Yeah, together, right here on the radio in my studio. You guys will be, you know, shoulder to shoulder close to being bride and groom. And I'm just going to talk to you like I'm talking to you now. Now, we can't use the words. We're going to be on regular radio, so we can't say fuck and shit like that. We have to be, you know, well behaved.
Okay.
Then at 7 o'clock, we're going to go into commercials, those last 6 minutes, and then we're going to put you guys in position because we're going to have like a little fucking setup here. And then we're going to have you walk down the aisle. He's going to be up there with me. Now, are you guys wearing any special outfits or gowns or tuxedos or anything?
I was just going to wear a white dress because, like, a regular, not nothing fancy, because we're going to actually have a wedding next year.
White dress is for virgins.
Yeah, white dresses are for virgins. You wear a black dress, bitch, because you ain't no virgin.
Wow.
You're a witch.
Well, that's how everybody else does, and I guarantee ain't nobody, everybody virgins when they're getting married.
Blitz,
and everybody else wearing a white dress.
But can you hear her? She just sounds like she wants to fight you, does she not?
Yeah.
She's
yes.
You're feisty.
You're
always like that.
Yeah. All right, so now, what's he going to wear? Is he going to wear like a former Soviet Union sickle fucking shirt or what?
He's going to wear black sweatpants. He only wears the same thing every day. Like, not the exact same thing, but like his same wardrobe. Everything in his wardrobe consists of sweatpants and a sweatshirt.
And black.
And all black.
All black. Okay, cool. And he's freshly shaved, so we'll have him up there. And then we're going to...
My mom, last night, he shaved his head and his everything off.
Now, how many people... Did he shave his balls?
No.
Oh, I hope he did.
Well, you like hairy balls?
On his face head.
No, on his face though. I can't say head because then you guys are gonna be like, oh,
No, but what I'm saying is, like, you know, it, you know, you're
hell as hell. We're asking about his balls.
You know, like, I shave my balls. Most men do.
Manscaped.
Well, I don't know if he does. How do you shave a ball? Oh, yeah, he does shave his balls because he cut himself the other day. I remember.
Okay, all righty.
Oh, I mean, how would you not know if he shaved his balls? Or, I mean, come on.
I mean, aren't you down there giving him some head?
They don't have hair on them, but I don't know.
Because he shaves them.
Don't you ever play with them or anything like that?
Well, maybe she just thought that they were hairless to begin with.
I'm saying they're bald, but I'm saying I never knew that guys grow hair on their balls.
She just thought he had bald balls.
Oh, okay. So all the guys you've been with have obviously shaved their balls, and you thought balls were bald.
Yes. Right. Or she was so young that they didn't have hair yet. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
By the way, that's the mom speaking, ladies and gentlemen. That's Angie.
When did you lose your virginity?
Yeah, when did you lose your virginity?
That's a great question.
How old?
I was 15, and I was in a camper tent.
Hell yeah.
15 in a camper tent. When did Angie lose her virginity?
That's a song right there.
How old was you, Mom?
When you were 15?
No, when you lost your virginity.
Oh, 16.
16.
Where was it?
Where, Mom? Where at? But where? In your mom's house?
No, in my boyfriend's house.
In her boyfriend's house.
All right. So then we're going to marry you guys, and then we're going to play.
By the way, we're walking around the SpongeBob right now answering your questions, and you're on speaker, and everyone's just staring at us.
That's great. That's great. This is Bubba the Love Sponge, and you're at the Sponge Docks, and, you know, I'm
go get some souvlaki.
Yeah, so, go tell the Greeks hello.
So now, hold on now. So we're gonna marry you then, and I'm going to be like, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you. Now, what's Cash's last name?
Mattson. Like, you say it like Madison. But it's spelled like Mattson. Mattson.
So you pronounce it Mattson?
Madison.
Madison. Okay.
Oh, Madison.
So
okay.
I'm going to say, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you for the first time, Mr. and Mrs. Madison, right? Then we're going to hit Then we're going to hit the music. You guys are going to walk down the aisle out of the studios. Then we're going to go to commercials, okay? Now, because this is an Indiana white trash wedding, we got to white trash it up. And so I got a 2004 former cop car.
It's not a real cop car, so calm down.
Not a real cop car. I don't want you to fucking kick out the back window or nothing. So
yeah, it's her grandpa that kicked the back window.
Yeah. So.
No, I don't think my legs are strong enough for that. I haven't been to the gym in months.
Okay. So anyway, we're going to put you guys in the back of my cop car and with the just married in the cans right outside the studio, and then I'm going to drive you guys to the front of the building, and we're going to do a massive Indiana white trash burnout to celebrate your guys' fucking marriage, and then we're done.
Okay. You're going to do a burnout?
Yeah, that's what white trash do to celebrate shit. They do burnouts. That's what, you know, you should know that. You're from Indiana.
I don't know. I was just asking if you know how to do it, because I don't know how to do it.
No,
so.
I know how to. Listen, I come from the finest strain of Indiana white trash. I know how to do a burn. I'm not some stupid fucking Russian. I'm fucking a Hoosier like you are, honey. I'm a bona fide born and bred Hoosier.
What's Cash's real name?
I don't know how to do burnouts. I can ride a dirt bike and a motorcycle, but I don't know how to do a burnout.
All right, well, I know how to do a burnout, and you're going to be in the back seat like you're used to in most cop cars, and we're going to have the cans and the just married shit. This is all for, you know, because we're videotaping it. We're going to make it a big production. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
This is going to be a big YouTube, Facebook production that you guys will be able to savor for the rest of your lives.
Beautiful thing.
So people can actually see us there, too?
Yeah, well, after we get done. Yeah, well, they can watch it live as it's happening on Twitch. And then we're going to, in about a couple days or so, we'll make it a big special that we put up on our Facebook and YouTube. And, of course, I'll send you, you know, the links to it and stuff. It'll be like a keepsake for you.
Okay.
Now, listen, here's what I'm most worried about. You just got to calm Cash down, because I'm going to, you know, calm, like, Post Malone wannabe fucking area.
No, he doesn't get mad very easily, so it takes a lot. He's pretty good at controlling his anger. You'll know when he's mad when he starts, like
pulling the guns out.
Yeah. Hold on, when he starts what?
Like his jaw will start moving.
Let me be looking for that jaw, you hear me?
Did he learn how to keep control in the Mexican mafia?
Now, I think.
What's his real first name?
Nicholas.
Nicholas. Now, does he want to be addressed as Cash or Nicholas when I marry you guys?
Probably. I don't know. You have to ask him. He doesn't like his name because they changed it when he got adopted.
Right.
He had a Russian name.
Can I call him like Boris, the Crushing Russian? You know, some bullshit like that, or is he going to want? Now, why is his nickname Cash? Does he make a lot of money? Does he think he makes a lot of money?
Because that's his tattoo name.
Cash.
Cash.
People have tattoo names.
I can tell you his real name. I have it saved in my phone,
right.
Like his Russian name.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'd like to know that. One of the, you know, before we start these festivities.
So we can put on our video.
Hold on. Oh, she can tell us right now. She's got it saved in her phone.
Yeah.
Man, this this is a grown-up version of the Alabama Wildcat, is it not?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm not. Don't
say that. Don't say
that.
You're going to upset her.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean it.
Stop it, Bubba.
She will kick my ass. I got a feeling you're not afraid to fight men. Like, you'll fight a fucking guy. You don't even care.
I don't know what happened to the name, because I had it saved under my notes, but it's not there. But, yeah, actually, we got into a fight with a man not too long ago, me and Mom.
Oh, you did.
Oh, fuck
did
yeah.
What
family
happened
affair.
What happened there?
A couple weeks ago.
Mother-daughter,
well,
two on one.
My daughter's bike got stolen. This is right when I got out of the hospital for my heart attack. I'm supposed to be relaxing.
Right.
My daughter comes in and says, Mom, this kid's stealing my bike. I'm like, what? So I jump up off the couch, and I go out there, and there's this little, like, 12-year-old boy riding off on her bike. So I chase him down. Now, I'm having, like, a heart attack already chasing him down because I can barely breathe. And I have to put my, like, the bike tire in the front of my legs to kind of stop the bike. And I'm telling this little boy, get off my daughter's bike. He's cussing me up and down like this is a 12-year-old, and I couldn't believe the stuff he was saying. He was even calling me trailer trash and da-da-da. Later on, I end up finding out he was on housing, but that's besides the point.
What's that?
Hold on.
When later I find out he's on housing.
Government housing.
What's that mean?
He's on housing assistance. So his mom's like, I said, at least I own my trailer. His mom was like, yeah, I mean, we're on housing. I don't even know why he's saying that to you. I'm like, yeah, no shit. But, yeah, so anyways,
we got to fucking sign these people up for a reality show immediately.
Oh,
Jesus Christ, this
I called Mom and said, hey, this boy's taking off with Kay's bike. Well, actually, before I called her, there's a cop sitting in the mobile home park. I waved him down and I said, excuse me, officer, this little boy's taking my daughter's bike. He's like, I'm on another call. You'll have to call 911. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? So I called 911, and guess who shows up? That same damn officer that told me to call.
All right. So
and, of course, he was going to, because he was right there. So then we go, we follow the bike. We get the bike back, by the way, not the cops.
Hell, yeah.
They're good for nothing.
Right.
And then we get there, and we're talking to the lady, and she's the mom of the little boy. And she was really cool. Like, she was like, I'm so sorry. I want you guys to call the cops because he's been out of control lately. Like, she was on our side.
Right.
It was really awesome, okay? Then Mom was parked behind in the it was like a duplex kind of house, like a house built into like four different houses.
Yeah.
So they all shared the driveway.
Yeah, that's a duplex.
Well, Mom was pulled behind a car because when we pulled up, we were just thinking we were going to get the bike and leave. But then the mom was wanting us to call the cops and make the report. So we had to stay there for a little bit.
Wait, the mom said to call the cops on the kid?
Yeah, my mom said, you better call him, cops on my little motherfucking kid. He's just, I can't handle him. Call the cops.
Oh, jeez.
Right. She said that he's been out of control and that he needs the cops called.
That's true parental love right there.
Yeah,
you know?
I guess.
There you go.
Right. So the cops, before the cops could come, Mom's on the phone with them telling them, you know, we found our bike. We found the kid that took it. We're here right now with the parents and the kid. And then,
but the cops didn't do nothing, did they?
Cops are not cops.
No, so
no good.
This huge, Lazy. Like Amazon looking bitch comes out. She's like 7 foot tall, 200 pounds, 250 pounds. And she, Mom said she's an Amazon. I just said that.
Was she your hype
and
woman?
Anyway,
feeding her lines.
Comes out the driveway and she's like, "Whoever's fucking car this is, they need to move it." And Mom's like, okay. And normally Mom would have an attitude. She'd be like, you know, who the hell do you think you're talking to?
But she saw this big Sasquatch bitch. She kept her mouth shut.
Amazon.
No, because normally she, even with, doesn't matter who size, what size. Mom just runs her mouth. So
imagine
I figured
that.
Mom would say something smart, but she didn't. She was like, oh, I'm moving it right now. And Mom gets in the car and she's like, rolls her window down. And she's like, so Haley, are you going to follow the bike, ride the bike home? Or do you want me to load it? Like, just talking to me for like 2 seconds. This lady jumps out her car and says, I told you to move your car. And she's, like, trying to pull Mom out the car, out the window from the car. So I'm like, hey. And I'm like, throw my phone down. I'm like, get the hell away from my mom. So I get in her face, and I'm like, she's like, you want to fight? I'm like, let's go. So I throw my arms up like I'm about to fight her, and she doesn't want to fight me. She turns around, continuing to try to get Mom out the car when I'm standing right here willing to fight her. She wanted to fight someone who didn't want to fight her.
Bitch, Blitz, this bitch here will square up on an Amazon, bitch. She ain't afraid of nothing.
Seven foot 250.
Seven foot 250.
Then listen, this is where it gets good.
So,
her boyfriend jumps out of the car.
This is where it gets good. The other shit was sucked anyway because her boyfriend jumps out of the car.
Right, listen, the boyfriend jumps out the car and he says, I hit bitches or something like that. And I was like, I hit bitches too. Let's go. And I punched him in the face and once or twice. And then I ripped his glasses off his face because he had regular like reading glasses, not sunglasses. I snapped him in half threw him. So he could hardly see. So he grabbed me up like by my shirt and slammed me up against the car and starts punching me in the face. I start punching him in the face. When the cops pull up, these people take off with their car smelling like weed. And the cops tell us that we're the aggressors.
And did you guys go to jail for that?
Imagine that.
No, we didn't go to jail because my mom said, "Take me to jail. I'll gladly go and bond out because if I'm going to jail, they're going with me."
Blitz, you know you're white trash when you tell the cops, "Take me to fucking jail." Yeah, like most people are scared of jail.
Not your mom.
How many times has Angie been in jail? Your mom.
Probably too many times to count.
I know, but like...
She says only five, but I remember a lot more than that.
Yeah.
But maybe because when she goes to jail, she doesn't get out right away. She sits in there for months, you know? So maybe that's why it feels like
now
so
your
much
mom's
more.
Kind of,
she probably sucked off a couple policemen, too.
Your mom's kind of cute. Your mom's kind of cute, you know, for being a mom. You think the girls try to, you know, get with her when she's in jail?
Well, actually, she says that she never went gay in there, but... One time she asked me, "Should I get? I'm gonna get a tattoo of a face written on my arm while I'm in here." And I said, "Which bitch is that?" And she's like, "It's not anybody." And come to find out, then I think she had like a little girlfriend when she was in there.
She did.
Yeah.
As she should.
Everybody's gay for the stay when they're in jail.
She's licking that puss all the time.
Have you messed around with girls when you've been in prison? I mean, come on, just be honest.
I mean, I was only in there for a short period of time, I date girls outside of jail, so.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It wouldn't be weird for me.
Oh, cool. Like, when's the last time you dated a girl?
Right before Cash.
Really? Now, don't you have better luck with girls than guys?
Kind of, but a lot of the girls that I date, they're more femmes or, you know, they're not really girly. So they don't have kids and they're not used to being around kids.
So, they're butch or they're femme?
Yeah.
Which one?
They're not femmes.
They're butch. You like the butchy girls and they don't like kids for the most part.
They're just not used to being around kids, so a lot of them can't handle it a lot.
Do you have Amazon Prime?
An
issue.
Why, Blitz?
Oh God, I know why.
The best TV show in the world
is Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay's. Have you ever watched it?
No.
No, Blitz.
Oh, you should.
What is your
mom? She's kind of busy, Blitz.
What is your mom's last name? Sanders.
Yes.
Blitz, the new fucking reality show is going to be owned and produced by me called the motherfucking Sanders of Clearwater Beach.
I've been saying that ever since she was growing up that we should have our own reality show.
My God, this makes the Kardashians look like...
I could have been on that 16 and pregnant show and got money for having these kids.
Yeah, no shit. Now, which one's your favorite kid? Because all white trash has got a favorite kid and one that they don't like.
Well, it used to be my youngest because she was the sweetest and stuff, but now she's almost five and she's starting to get a mouth on her. So probably
the oldest,
she helps me the most.
Yeah, she's starting to get a mouth on her.
Where'd she learn that from?
Where'd she learn that from, you think?
I don't know, but she calls people bitches and everything else.
What the fuck?
Now, is Cash good with your kids? Does he know he's got three kids. He's going to have to be like a stepdaddy too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's good with them. He doesn't do like the punishment and stuff. Like, because
he'll shoot him.
He just shoots him.
That's all he knows, right?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't do that. He just tells me.
Now, I got to think that you probably are a pretty tough mom. Like, you whip some ass. I
got
to think.
Got to.
Well, I don't like to whoop them because of all the stuff I went through as a kid with my biological dad. But I just recently did start like smacking him on the leg. But normally they just go to the corner.
Yeah. What type of, like, did you, and I'm not trying to make light of it or not, and I know that it's probably very upsetting, so I'm not trying to, again, be a smartass about it, but when you said what you went through with your biological dad, was it some pretty bad stuff?
Yeah, we got taken away from him and given back to our mom because he would, like, only feed us hominy, which I don't know if you've ever tasted it.
What's wrong with hominy?
Corn.
What's hominy?
But most people put... Most people put, like, butter or flavoring on it, you know,
yeah,
but
you
it was just straight out of the can.
Hominy? That's all you'd feed your kids for hominy?
What is hominy?
Yeah, in sixth grade, hominy I weighed corn. 67 pounds.
Oh, really? Now, why did Angie get, why didn't Angie have custody of you guys to begin with?
She didn't have anywhere to live, so she gave us to him. We hadn't seen him for years. So
now, is he still around? Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive. Remember, he had that, my... Half-sister, half-brother.
Oh, that's the dad of the Alabama. So your biological dad is the Alabama Wildcats dad?
No.
Which is your mom's dad? Which is your grandpa?
Wait, I'm confused.
What's going on?
My biological dad is the dad of the hermaphrodite.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, let's not call it the hermaphrodite. That person has a name. Let's call them their name. What's their name?
Her name is... Well, her nickname is Beanie, but her real name is Penny.
Penny. Let's say is the father of Penny. We know Penny is what you say she is, but we don't have to call her the hermaphrodite. Let's be a little bit more sensitive of that. And so your dad is the father of Penny.
Yes.
And is Penny older than you?
No, she is, I think she's like 16.
Now, who's the mom of Penny?
Her name is Carissa.
Carissa. And is she still around?
She is, but my biological dad is not with her anymore. He has a new girlfriend. They just got a divorce recently.
Oh, okay. Now, where's Carissa? Is Carissa back in Indiana?
They're all in Indiana, yeah.
Right, of course. And
see, my biological dad stopped communicating with his other daughter, Penny, because she is with a 20-year-old Spanish guy, and she's 16. And her mom moved him in. They went and picked him up from, like, North Carolina, and moved him in with her.
But just when you didn't think it'd get any worse, Penny's 16, and she's hooked up with a Mexican from North Carolina that's 20, and her biological father got rid of the mom, Carissa. Now, who are Angie's... You're the oldest, aren't you?
No, I'm the middle.
All right, who's...
My brother is the oldest.
Who's his dad?
Well, Mom says that we're all... My real dad, Sean, my biological dad's name is Sean.
Right.
Mom says that we're all Sean's kids, but Sean says that I'm the only one that he believes is his.
Right. Who does he think the other two are from? Tawny and whatever.
He thinks one of them is, what did he say? Maybe Jody Lambert or something.
Right.
I don't know.
Sumo? Is Sumo one of the dads?
No. I don't even know if my dad even knows Sumo because I've talked about you
first
guys
of all,
before, but
everybody in Columbus, Indiana knows who Sumo is.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody in Indiana knows
who
Sumo is.
Well, he never mentions it.
Well,
so
a lot of people know Sumo, and they don't like it.
They know better than to mention his name.
Sumo runs a tight ship around Columbus, and he doesn't even want people knowing that they know each other.
But does he know, did he always go by Sumo?
Sumo runs, let me just tell
Sumo's
you this right
now. A few names.
Sumo runs, motherfucking.
Mom, was you with Jody Lambert at the time of Tawny's birth?
Oh, my God.
What?
Because Sean says that's who her dad is.
Oh, my God.
That's what they wanted to know.
No, that's not what Sean says. Jody Lambert, no, was my boyfriend when I was 14.
Oh.
And not sleeping with anybody. No.
Oh, well, listen to that idiot. Who does Sean say?
Get ready to witness a domestic right here.
I got to get your agent. I got to go.
Hey, I dare you to say, Mom, questions are starting to get tough. All of a sudden, you got to leave, huh?
Yeah.
Say that.
Can't handle the heat.
Mom, questions are getting tough, so you got to leave?
All of a sudden, can't handle the heat, bitch?
Well, no, it wasn't Jody Lambert. I hate when she listens to that fucking loser.
Angie, sperm donor. Now, listen, how many people are going to be here tomorrow? The three children and Angie, is that it?
Yeah, and Cass.
And Cash. Yeah, well, Cash is going to be here. Come on, Haley.
Maybe.
Is she going to introduce a female into Cash, you know, since she likes
girls? Haley, since you like girls, are you going to, do like a threesome kind of deal? Your husband would like that for his birthday, poor little thing.
Yeah.
No, I already asked him about that, and he said that he don't care if I have a girlfriend, but he doesn't want anything to do with her.
So are you going to get a girlfriend?
You need to get you a little spinner, bitch.
he says that now, but I know that he's a really jealous type of person, so as soon as that happens, he'll be all, totally against it, so there's no point.
But like you said, he set you up?
Now, when do you prefer, you know, do you prefer a woman, you know, going down on you or a man?
I think girls know what they're doing a little more.
Right.
Because they know, they have, you know, the same part, so they know what feels good. But guys, a lot of guys, they just kind of do what they think feels good, and it doesn't.
Right. Now, are you good at that as well? You know, when you reciprocate with your girlfriend, do you pride yourself on being pretty? Have you been told by your girlfriends, man, you can really, you know, do good there?
Lappy, lappy, Smurf.
Yeah, but I've been told from guys but more than girls.
Right. Well, listen, please try to calm Cash down, because this is supposed to be funny, okay?
Yeah.
It's a smart-ass kind of day that we're calling it, you know, the Indiana White Trash Wedding. So we're just being funny, and we don't want anybody.
It's gonna be so funny when someone ends up shot.
We don't want the Mexican mafia down here. We don't want the fucking Russians down here. The Ukrainians. We don't want any of that shit. Okay.
No, I'll just tell him to take a couple shots.
And tell him not to be freaked out when he gets in the back of my one.
Does he like to drink?
Does he like to drink?
Yeah, he likes to drink vodka.
Okay, so what if we have a couple
of
shots?
He's Russian.
What if we do two or three shots of vodka before the festivities so he can take the nerves off a little bit?
Yeah, that's fine with me. I like my alcohol.
Okay.
He likes his.
Okay, cool. We'll do some shots during the interview portion, then we'll get you guys married, and then we'll put you in the Crown Vic, do a big burnout, and then you guys are official. Then I will notarize the marriage certificate, and I don't know if I send it or you guys take it to the courthouse. Do you know?
I don't know either. We can call today before we go.
So call them and say, we're getting married tomorrow by Notary Public. Do after he signs it and does his little stamp deal on it, does he send it in or do we send it in so that we know how to do it?
Okay. But you said I need to bring all the marriage license and stuff tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Yep, you got to bring all that because I got to sign a couple different places I have to sign and put my little stamp on there.
And your little stamp.
And then you'll be getting a stamp later that night, mushroom stamped.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that is?
Yes, I know, but he's uncircumcised, so that doesn't work like that.
Oh, it's like an ant eater.
You got an ant? Is that the first uncircumcised guy you've been with? They're, ew!
It's organic dick.
Yes, actually, you know, I think it's a Russian thing because my sister's boyfriend is Russian and he's uncircumcised too.
Yeah.
Compare notes.
Now you've had both. You've had circumcised and uncircumcised. Which one feels better for you?
They both feel good, but I feel like people who are uncircumcised, it's a little bit more like
clean.
You have to work a little harder, I feel like.
Oh. Yeah, work a little
you
harder.
You have to do a little bit more.
Yeah, you got to work a little harder.
Yeah.
Now, the last question, Haley. I hope you kids have got this figured out, and this isn't just a real, you know, spontaneous, irresponsible decision to get, you know, marriage is this the first time you've been married?
Yeah, this is the first time I've been married, but I was with the girl's dad for 10 years on and off, and we weren't ever married, and it was a horrible relationship. So I don't think time, like, matters, you know? It's like what you feel. Plus,
when you know, you know.
Yeah.
It's the wedding certificate.
Congestive heart failure and breast cancer. I really don't have a lot of time anyway, so might as well
How much time are they giving you, Haley?
Well, I haven't went back to the doctor for the breast cancer, but the congestive heart failure, if I don't take my medicine or if I do things to amp up my heart.
Like fighting the neighbors over your kid's bike, yeah?
Drugs or fighting neighbors, yeah, stuff like that. For most people, they don't live for like more than 3 years after they have congestive heart failure.
I'm going to be super sad that I married a girl that died, you know, shortly thereafter. Come on.
Yeah.
Right. But a lot of those the statistics go for like old people, you know, because a lot of 27-year-olds don't have heart failure. So it's kind of hard to like for them to tell me an exact time because like a lot of those are for older people.
Did they tell you, is there any reason
for what?
For the heart failure?
Yeah.
No, they just said that I had an underlying defect, but my grandma and my mom both have heart murmurs and pacemakers, so.
Right.
They have pacemakers? Not like a defect.
Does Angie have a pacemaker?
Mom has a heart murmur, and my grandma has pacemakers.
Oh, okay.
Murmur isn't necessarily
that sounds like
bad
a country
thing.
Song, doesn't it? Mom's got a heart murmur, and Granny's got a pacemaker.
Just a little bit of regurge.
Listen, I'm so excited to get you guys down here. I need Angie knows where the station is. Do I need to send her the address again, or does she know how to get here?
Probably, because she's not a good driver.
No, she sucks as a driver, but she can clean the fuck out of
a
house.
I'll
tell you that right now.
So it takes us straight there, because whenever she misses the turn, she gets pissed off at everyone else, and it's everyone else's
fault. Not good for your heart.
Right.
Yeah, and I know how it goes.
So now is Cash going right here to work?
Yeah.
From right here to work. Okay. Now tell them the last part of the ceremony is when I load you guys in the car and we do a little bit of a burnout, and then we're done. I'll pull back in the parking lot and you guys can go your way. So don't tell them not to get freaked out. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to.
It's not a real cop car.
And it's not a real cop car.
Okay.
All right.
Whose car is it?
It's my car. I bought it at a government auction for $800.
Okay.
That Sumo gave me.
Okay.
So.
All right.
All right. Listen, Haley. Then, now, where are you guys going for your honeymoon?
Nowhere right now. We're going to wait till next year when we have a big wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to go to Jamaica.
Right.
Jamaica.
Now, why Jamaica?
Do you think you guys are going to, do you guys think you'll make it for a year?
Yeah, I think so.
Now, listen, if you guys don't make it, can I do your divorce too live on the air?
Yeah, you can do that.
Blitz, we'll bring Regina in here and we'll divorce them.
Sounds good.
So I'm marrying you guys. In fact, when we open the ceremonies, I'm going to say I'm marrying you guys for free, only if you agree that if this goes south, I also get to divorce you publicly too.
Right. That's fine. But don't bring up divorce while we're getting married.
Yeah, we'll anger Cash.
Just the day before.
Now, let me. One
Cash's jaw will start moving.
One last question, Haley. What do I need to stay away from Cash? You know, I'm a very intensive interviewer. Is there anything I need to stay away from him that might set him off, so to speak? Is that fucking jaw start to twitch and all of a sudden it's all hell break loose?
I think that he's fine with anything, I think.
Yeah.
I think that
until he's
okay.
not.
Until he's not. But we're gonna have a full bottle of vodka for
whenever,
you.
Whenever if you start talking about something and I notice he's getting upset, I'll just put my thumb up.
No, no, just go, Bubba.
No, because that's thumbs up. That's like, good job.
Yeah, thumbs up to me means
we
keep
need
going
a thumbs
on.
Down.
I need you to go give me, like, you know how you do that? They do across the throat, like, cut it out.
Well, no, that's a gang thing, too, probably.
That's true. No, listen, if I start
just
pissing
thumbs
off,
down.
I
thumbs down.
No, I just want you audibly to say, Bubba, shut up, Bubba.
Yeah, his jaw's moving.
His jaw's moving. We got rapid jaw movement here.
Hey, you guys.
TMJ.
My oldest wants to say something to you.
Shit.
I don't know what she's going to say. So.
All right. How old is she?
She's going to say some racial slurs.
And what's her name?
Hey, Bubba, I watch your videos on YouTube. Oh, great.
Oh, you watch some of my videos?
What do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think about my videos?
I like them.
And what's your name?
Kaden.
Hi, and you're going to be here tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite videos?
What are some of your favorite videos of mine?
I don't remember what her name is. The one that made it look like a profile picture that was it was someone else.
Now, did you ever meet the little girl from Alabama? Did you ever meet her?
Emma. Emma?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you think about Emma?
I just didn't like her that much.
Yeah, she was a little much, was she not?
You can tell him honestly. Yeah. You can tell him
she was a little dirty and stuff.
She was a little bitch, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, I'm going to see you tomorrow, okay?
Yeah.
And you watch all the Bubba videos you can, okay? Look for the one that shows you how to jet ski.
And give us a thumbs
up.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Right. It's called a wave runner, not a jet ski.
Yeah, it's a wave runner. It's an instructional video on how to ride a watercraft, right, Blitz? Sponsored by Sea-Doo. Isn't it, Blitz?
Yes,
sir. Endorsed by Sea-Doo.
They should just be a viewer of the Goat Report.
Hand me back. Hand me back.
Do you ever watch the Goat Report?
Hand me back to your mama.
Hold on. She's at the ATM. Hold on.
At the ATM.
We're trying to get money out.
We're trying to get money out. Blitz, they're fucking.
Whose ATM card are you using?
whose identity from the trailer park did you steal?
Well, mine, because my Cash App card only works as credit, and I'm trying to get 100 off, so I had to send it to Haley, and now it's not.
How'd you get money in your Cash App?
Now, how much free government? How much government money do you get?
I have my tax money. Is that government money? Yes. That's the ultimate.
I got
$7,000.
Is that Angie?
Yeah.
$7,000.
Yeah. All right.
Listen, Angie.
You
corral all these human beings in here tomorrow, okay? And I'm going to send you the address to the station again, all right?
Yeah, we'll be there.
And I need you here about 6:20, okay?
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely be there.
All right. And Angie, and please tell Cash not to freak, because you know I'm going to be a smartass about all this, so tell
him. Yeah, I tried to tell him, but. What, did you ask Mom what she thinks about the wedding?
Oh, Angie, what? Angie, you can't really be going for all this shit, can you?
No, no, no. I did not. I think it's way too soon, but I can't stop her.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's obvious.
What's your favorite face tattoo that he has?
I can't stop her. Why not join him?
Now, Haley, of all of his face tattoos, which one is it? Is it the Joker?
I don't like him. He's wanting to get more. I told him I won't marry him if he gets more.
Oh,
what happens if you marry him and he gets more?
But here's the deal, man. He's already like,
well,
you know,
there's always Bubba's divorce.
Yeah. See, you got that. Next time he starts being a dick, you'd be like, don't forget, motherfucker. I can get divorced as fast as I got married. Bubba said.
Now, do you have a prenup?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you need, I don't like
the face tattoos. He's actually got them removed. Tomorrow we can show you guys a picture of what he looked like before. He went through five of the laser removals.
What was he thinking about getting that stupid shit?
I don't know. Yeah. I guess that's just what he did to fit in with the gang. I don't know.
Is he sweet? Is he good to you?
Yeah, he's really sweet. He doesn't ever raise his voice or get mad. Takes a lot to make him mad.
Right. Not you, though. You got a fucking itchy trigger on you. I'll tell you that right now.
What's your favorite sexual position with Cash?
Yeah, what's your favorite sexual position with Cash? Doggy?
I don't know. He's 22, so he's still a baby. So he doesn't really do much.
You're still teaching him?
Are you teaching him? Are you still breaking him in the way mama likes it?
Does he pull your hair?
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
that's
good.
Now, okay. do you have to tell him, hey, rough mama up a little bit? You got to tell him that?
No.
You like to get
choked? No, but it is different too. You know, whenever you first get with somebody, you have to kind of like teach him what you like and what you don't like.
Of course.
So.
Yeah, right. And so obviously, what do you like? Like, what do you like? Like, what's on the Haley?
You like to get choked?
You like to get choked out?
Or face popped?
I think.
No, somewhat to an extent, but not like crazy.
Right. Okay, just pass out a little bit.
Not like these BDSM people.
Yeah, how about like Doggy? Do you like Doggy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like to lay on your back with your head over the bed and get face fucked?
We gotta get.
Mom went to a sex shop the other day.
Oh, you did?
And
what'd you get? A live
robber? No, I didn't. Mom did.
Oh.
Oh, Angie, did Angie get a dildo?
No, but she said they had a lot of crazy stuff that there, but no, she didn't. But
she told you she didn't.
Ask Mama. Bubba said he'll buy you a dildo if you need one. Ask her.
A wedding present?
I wanted to get a sex swing, but my mobile home part probably won't hold it up.
Hold on. I wanted a sex swing, but the fucking ceiling in my trailer won't hold it.
Yeah, you might rip the ceiling down.
Right.
Now, hold on. Ask Mama. Say, hey, Mama, are you looking? Bubba said he'll buy you a dildo if you're wanting one.
Hey, Mom. Hey, well, I think you should listen to this. You don't want me to yell it.
Angie. Angie, here's the deal.
Bubba said that he'll buy you a dildo if you need it. Okay. Yeah, we were shopping for those yesterday.
I told you.
How big? Does she want a black one or a white
one? Oh, my God. What did you do to your hair?
The bigger the better,
she said. Ask Angie what size and color. Ask her what size and color does she want?
My grandma. I just see my grandma for the first time in forever, and she always says doesn't like to own up to the fact that she's mixed, but that haircut says otherwise because she just
grandma doesn't like to own up that she's mixed. That's a fucking number one.
But the haircut says otherwise.
That's a number one country record if I ever heard it, Anna. Grandma don't like to own up that she's mixed.
Is she coming to the wedding tomorrow?
She doesn't want to know that she's mixed, but she just got her hair cut off and it looks like she's got a little mini afro that she dyed blonde.
All right, that's fine.
Is she coming to the wedding tomorrow?
Ask Angie what size and color dildo would she like. I'm going to have it for her ready tomorrow.
Yes, come on, girls. Okay, I'm going to ask her right now. Yeah,
Bubba wants to know.
I got
to
remember where did we park that?
Hannah,
oh my God.
We could be zillionaires.
Mom!
Oh, screaming loud.
Bubba wants to know what size dildo and color.
She just got mad at me for yelling it.
Say,
at the sponge.
Say,
fest.
How about a 10 black? Ask her.
Want a 10-inch black one?
Oh, that's a SpongeBob.
She's just shaking her head as she walks away.
Say, you know you want it, bitch. Say it.
Oh, I love this girl.
Bubba said, you know you want it, bitch. She just got in the car and shut the door. She said she's leaving us.
Okay, listen, I will see you tomorrow morning, okay, honey?
That's great, Bubba. Talk to shit and then get off the phone.
That's how it works.
I have to deal with her abusing me now. I'm just kidding.
I can't fucking sign these people up.
I can accept that.
Listen, Haley, it was so good to meet you. I can't wait to meet you tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, please don't get arrested until then.
Haley, can you guys just have a nice, quiet evening at home so you don't get arrested?
Oh, shit.
There you go. I think Angie just fucking cut a...
I think she just hit her.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
In all the years of doing radio, that is one of my top 10 all-time greatest exchanges I've had.
That was incredible.
You can't write this shit.
Nope. No.
This is from her biological
the bowels
dad
of Indiana.
Has a hermaphrodite kid named Penny to grandma doesn't like to admit she's mixed, but the
haircut says otherwise.
But the haircut, dyed blonde afro, says otherwise.
Oh my God.
And we're at the ATM card trying to get a $100 bill.
Jesus.
And mama wants a 10-inch Mexican dildo, and my husband is from the Mexican mafia. And I just got arrested for fighting the neighbors because they stole my kid's bike. And a 7-foot, 250-pound Amazon woman came out, and her husband started fighting, and I punched him in the mouth. What the fuck? What the fuck just happened?
Uh-huh. Paternity test caper.
You know
for the
that Jody
child.
Gibson's yeah. really my daddy. You know, I never fool around with Jody Gibson. I was 14 when I fucked him. I had you when I was 17. Jody Gibson can't be your daddy.
My God.
Now, let's not forget that Angie was initially on the Jerry Springer show. Blitz, I need to try to find the Jerry Springer show that she was on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Becca.
And she's getting married to Cash that she's only dated for 4 months. This is even better.
And she's threatened divorce if he gets any more face tattoos.
Oh, my God. And he's not that good of a fuck.
No.
He's only 22. He doesn't really know what he's doing.
And doesn't know what to do.
Kind of a baby.
He's a dead fish.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if we want to tell him that tomorrow.
Blitz,
rubbing his jaw together.
I'm almost thinking, Blitz, that we cancel tomorrow and we do it on an unedited forum. I don't know if this could be quelled FCC.
I know.
Compliant.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Damn.
What do we do? But I don't want to upset him if he was planning on getting married tomorrow, you know?
They're going to have a real wedding in a year.
We're going to have to marry him. We're just going to have to watch the league.
Dimes and
I don't think he likes people that go back on their word, you know what
oh,
I mean?
Oh, long Johnson. Granny doesn't like to admit that she's mixed, but her haircut says otherwise. She's got a blonde dyed afro.
Jesus.
What can go wrong tomorrow?
You know there's nothing to do in Indiana, so we do drugs. Wow.
I didn't like weed, so I started doing meth.
Yeah.
And then heroin.
And heroin made me hungry and went to sleep.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Anyway, everybody have a great... I mean, my God, if you can't appreciate what we just gave you just now, then you're fucking dead, kid. And you know what's in store for tomorrow.
I'm a little
they got
concerned.
They got the 9-year-old watching Bubba videos.
Oh, you mean that he looks like... what's the premise?
I don't know, you know.
Might be, huh?
Say, Kyle.
Lummy, you watch that fucking jaw. It starts to twitch and get Blitz to get the fucking draw down.
Yes. Yeah.
Blitz, bring an extra gun tomorrow. I know you always have two on you. You might want to have another ankle. Have an ankle gun, Blitz.
Tomorrow's tennis racket, Willie.
Yeah, it is. Hello.
Absolute radio gold, man.
That might be some of the best fucking radio I've ever done, ever.
The sex swing that did the
I went to buy a sex swing, but the trailer ceiling wouldn't hold it.
Oh, my God. Guys need to end the show so I can just replay this freaking over and over and over.
Oh, my God. Hey, buddy, tomorrow, 6:30, it all starts again. Okay, buddy?
I'm there. Can't wait.
See you later, buddy.
Later.
Amazing.
Blitz, cut to feed, kid. I'm exhausted. We'll see you guys tomorrow.